What kinds of things are you going to take from this year to next year?
I still got to probably go back and watch every game, but we did a lot of good things. Kind of the same thing I said yesterday. We didn't do enough to win. Didn't reach our goals and moving forward in the playoffs. But I think having a younger team and getting there, getting some experience could help us in the future.
You made it to the playoffs, won the NFC North title. Does this kind of set the bar for what this team wants to do and can do?
I don't think it sets the bar because, at the end of the day, none of that matters. But I think, like I said, I think, at least some of the younger guys have played in a playoff game, kind of know the intensity of it. And, hopefully we can learn from it and that'll help us down the road.
You know what a grind it is to get to that point. You're going to have to reboot and do it all over again starting in, May, June, July. How do you do that? How do you try to get back to that energy level that you just had 24 hours ago?
I mean, it's kind of hard to think about it right now just because the energy's already spent. I don't have any right now. I'm done. So I think, one thing Coach Gray just told us, defensive backs, he played a long time at a high level. So, he chose to get away from it, kind of decompress. And then, so when you come back, you can come back at that level because you can't stay there year round all the time. So I think that's probably the best approach.
Is there a lot of big picture perspective among your group and the team in general?
I think now that the season's over, you want to have optimism going forward. But during the season, it really, I think the day-to-day, one opponent at a time approach is what works for us, and I think that's not going to change.
With the young guys that you've got, how encouraging is it moving forward that you've got a young core of players at all three levels of the defense that can get the job done?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we're optimistic about what we can do. It's not going to get done by, not working hard, not getting better in the off season. And, this league's kind of, it's pretty volatile. So anything can happen. You never know exactly what the team's going to look like year to year. So just try to take care of yourself and get ready to go next year.
Now, how do you compartmentalize that, where it's the next opponent, and you don't look any further ahead, and then all of a sudden when it's done?
We were kind of talking about that last night, just cause, I don't think anybody had plans of us doing this today. We just didn't think about it, and now you got nothing. And it's almost like I should be, studying
prepping for
it. Prepping for it. So it's, I wasn't mentally ready for that, so that's how it goes, but I still think that's the best way to approach it, because that gets you ready to play that week.
Now, how long for your own mental health do you get away from it? Is it a month? Is it 2 weeks?
I don't need to, go on vacation or anything. I just try to not watch film for a little bit, but, I'll be able to move on.
Does it get easier as you become longer vested in the league because you have the experience?
I think it probably gets harder because how much work it takes to get to the playoffs, to get those opportunities when, we don't take advantage of them. That's just one more that you don't have.
Did you see Seattle as the toughest roadblock on the way to what you wanted to achieve?
I mean, I don't want to say that, but, I think we could have made some noise, but we didn't, so... Yeah.
What's your evaluation of Mike Zimmer now 2 years in his defense? You've kind of seen the ins and outs. Mm-hmm. What do you think of him generally as a coach?
I think most guys here would say that we love playing for him. Not just defensive guys, too. Just his approach to how he goes about his business, how he, takes care of us, how he gets after us. It's all genuine. He approaches the game a way that we love, tough, aggressive, and he's always got our back. So,
I feel like he's made you better player since 2 years he's been here.
Absolutely, yeah. Pretty much every phase of my game.
Harrison, what do you think the next step in his formula for winning is for you guys?
I don't really know. I don't know. I guess that's why I'm not the head coach.
this
the equivalent of this day last year. There was a lot of positivity, 79, and kind of like a sense that the team this year would do more. You know, it's a quick turnaround, like you said, but is there still some of that, that even more can lie ahead for this team?
I mean, there definitely is, but I think there's probably more, you know, a lot more disappointment this year because, you know, I think a lot of guys feel like we left something on the table, whereas last year there wasn't. We knew we were in the playoffs. So definitely feels like we left something out there.
How hard is it, Harrison, when you're going a million miles a minute and then all of a sudden the speedometer kind of goes to zero where, you know, you don't need to be back here until the third week of April?
I mean, it's not hard. It's just strange kind of because you're not planning for it. So, no, it's just go from, you know, figuring I'd be watching Arizona film today to watching the national championship tonight, I guess. I don't know.
What you got?
Probably Bama. It's hard to go against them on the big stage.